Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get to it. It's around Cleveland. How much do you make on Star 102? Cleveland's feel good favorites. All right. We will leave you anonymous. Good morning, though. Thank you for playing the game. How are you?
I am okay. How about you?
We are doing well. Thursday, which means we're closer to Friday, which means we're closer to the weekend. So we're getting there. We're all getting there together. So we're going to start off with what do you do?
Closer
what is your
to the Brown season starting. How about that?
Wait, say that again,
oh,
but slower.
I said we're closer to the Brown.
Stevie's face when you do that.
Predictions tomorrow morning on the Jen and Tim Show. I can't wait.
Three days
away. Mm-hmm. Against those Bengals with those ugly uniforms. I've always hated those uniforms. Dumb looking stripes all crooked and black and orange.
Can't say that.
Those are arguably the ugliest uniforms in the NFL.
That would be confusing at a Super Bowl game.
The Chiefs and the 49ers.
Too much orange on the field.
It's a lot of the same color.
They might hang 30 on us, but I still don't like the uniforms. All right, so what is your job? What do you do?
I am a public administrator. I work for a local government.
What does a public administrator do?
In my case, I work in like community development and community building and engagement. So working a lot with residents and helping them establish ways of being good neighbors to each other.
What, like giving each other a cup of sugar if they need it kind of thing?
I mean, if that is how you want to do it, sure. Hmm. But we have like monthly gatherings where you can actually do a thing called the marketplace where people can get their needs met or make declarations. It's really involved with providing space for residents to do what it is that they know how to do.
I love this.
Be good neighbors to each other.
Yeah, I bet that's rewarding.
Absolutely.
Seeing them come together when you know your projects come to fruition like that.
Absolutely. And so my job is as an expert in that area. I've been doing this for, oh gosh, y'all didn't ask me this, but I've been doing this for over a decade.
Whoa.
In some shape, form, or capacity. I've only been in this job not that long, but it's rewarding. It's
love
very
it.
Rewarding.
I love that. Do you live on the west side or east side?
East side.
Mm-hmm.
How do you get into a job like this?
I don't know.
All right. Okay. That's awesome.
I don't know. Again, I have been doing this for a very long time.
Do you have a degree in like a certain thing?
No. So amazingly, I have like 3 degrees and none of them are like in community engagement. I don't know. I mean, I do a lot of volunteer work, a lot of community work, and I am certified in some aspect of like some of this work, in asset-based community development. So
you're a good human, is what I'm gathering.
You are, yeah.
Yeah, that's what. That's
imagine
what
if we asked for DMs for people that have a degree and did something else.
Oh my gosh, so many.
Raising my hand currently.
I have an MBA, I have an undergrad in business, and then I also have a master's in English and creative writing.
You've done everything.
Yeah,
you've
wow.
done so much.
It's impressive.
Thank you.
I have one last question for you.
Yeah.
You said you have been doing this for 10 years, but the one you're in most recently was for a shorter amount of time. Did you go to this job from the old job because there was a pay raise? I can ask. Was it like a financial move? That's what I'm wanting to know. That's all. I'm not asking
yes,
how
you're
much.
Asking a salary.
I'm just asking
oh
if
my
it was.
Gosh.
Stop it. Was it a financial move that you took the new job? That's all.
Interesting. I was unemployed.
And Jen?
Yeah.
Well.
All right. I have a tough question. Final score of the Browns game. That's my last question. The last question you have to ask. Or answer, excuse me.
27-14.
Who wins that game?
I who's starting for the Bengals?
I can't.
Is Burrow back?
Yeah. 27-14. Okay. All right.
And not the Browns.
Oh, man. Well, thanks for giving us 14. All right. we're going to guess your base. Guess your base salary. I love her honesty. Seems like a sweetheart. All right. My guest is next. It's so fun to meet you, well, via the phones on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. You're playing around a Cleveland How Much Do You Make? You will get the 4-pack of free tickets to the Cleveland Playhouse production of Our Town. It's going to be great. It's at the Allen Theater. It runs through the 7th through the 28th of this month. You can get those tickets. Everybody else at ClevelandPlayhouse.com. You do amazing things. We're going to go around the room and guess your base salary.
I'm going to guess $48,000 a year.
I'm going to guess $39,000 a year.
I'm going to guess $58,000.
Oh, there you go. Okay. So we're kind of all over the place. All right, what is your base salary?
$73,500.
Oh!
Whoa, we are way off. Good job, Stevie.
Thank you.
Reigning champion of Cleveland. How much do you make?
And I wasn't even close.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.